Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Fight Like a Girl. I'm Rav, and with me is the gorgeous Ella. Hi Ella.
Hi Rav, how are you going?
I'm good, but I cannot believe it's already November. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my god, I know. I went to record today and I was thinking, oh, you know, still a couple of months till the end of the year, and then I realized it was November and I was like, what the fuck? I sometimes feel like we're still in March. I don't even understand.
It's wild.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, I feel like when we went into lockdown, everything just like paused and it just feels like we never left.
I can't account for like the last 6 months.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been out of lockdown now for a few weeks. So how's it been for you?
Yeah, it's been weird. Like, it's a weird feeling being able to go outside and leave your LGA. And I must say, I'm feeling pretty tired, you know, just going from zero to 100 with, you know, social events and seeing friends again. You know, it's a lot to, we were in lockdown for so long and then all of a sudden it's like open slather. And so we're just trying to see as many people as possible. So I actually feel quite exhausted at the end of the weekend. Mm-hmm. But not complaining. What about you?
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I feel like I have had a pretty packed social calendar the last few weeks. So I was actually thinking of taking this weekend off.
Oh, off just socializing.
Yeah. I think I just need to recharge because we're about to like head into the crazy season of just parties and Christmas and this and that. And we're going to get to go back to Queensland.
Yay.
Which is exciting. Have you booked yet?
You know what? We just booked today. So very exciting. And you're already booked in?
I am. So I'm going to head there for Christmas but come back for New Year's. So we'll have to talk about that. Are you going to be back for New Year's?
I don't know. We could be OS even.
Oh my god.
How ambitious.
How good is it being vaxxed?
I know.
Just a last thing to anyone that's still on the fence. Like, you want to, you know, get on a plane. Get a jab.
We've got some good news and we've got some baddish news today. So the bad news is that this is going to be the last episode for the year.
Oh.
But don't worry, we'll be back. The good news is that we've got a pretty jam-packed episode for you guys today. So it'll be a little longer than usual just to wrap up the year that was. So the good old Flex Factory cards will be making an appearance towards the end of the episode again. It only felt right given that's how we kicked things off for our very first episode a few months ago. I can't believe what we're like 13 episodes in now.
Apparently so, yeah.
How wild.
It's wild.
But first, Gladdy B and her situationship with Daryl Maguire.
Bless.
In case you missed it, And if you have, where the fuck have you been? Because we've lost Gladys Berejiklian as our premier after she resigned on the 1st of October due to an investigation that was launched by ICAC into whether she breached public trust or encouraged corrupt behaviour during her relationship with Darryl Maguire. Over the last week, the ICAC hearing commenced, and it doesn't look good for her, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's been kind of hard to watch at times, like it just seeing her face and just on a personal level, like everything aside, it's just been hard to see her have to kind of face that on a personal level because she's just, you know, a deeply private person and this is her personal life like playing out.
And it's so awkward because it's like, you know, this is what we're going to get into in a minute, but it's like your situationship playing out for the entire fucking country.
I know. Like, just think about the relationships you've been in or the situations that you've been in where you would like die if you had to relay it to anyone or if anyone found out.
I know.
So I always think about that when I see her poor face and she just looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's honestly, I don't envy her at all. Anyway, we're not going to turn this into an episode about politics, but the underlying theme here is situationships. And fun fact, the word situationship actually exists in the dictionary. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I was doing some research and apparently the official definition of a situationship is a romantic or sexual relationship that is not considered to be formal or established. I have to say, though, I prefer the Urban Dictionary definition, if I'm being honest.
What are they?
So Urban Dictionary refers to a situationship as when one person is in love and willing to do the work to make a relationship happen and the other is a custy fuckboy or fuckgirl who doesn't feel the same way but will still have sex with you sometimes.
Oh, my God.
So sounds like our girl Gladdy was in a situationship with Gaz.
It does sound like that. I didn't actually know that the thank you for clarifying because I didn't know that the situationship meant that someone was more into it than the other person.
We'll get into this in a bit, but I feel like that's one of the key signs that you're in something like that when you want more than the other person.
Yeah.
I feel like. Have you ever been in one?
Well, now that I know, you know, the parameters, I have. And I've been in two situationships where I was the one that didn't want more. Is that, can I say that then, that I know I was in a situationship?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Were you ever in one where you wanted more?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, I could have, like, those relationships that didn't go anywhere that where I thought, oh, maybe it's just timing or we're like at different stages of our lives, but maybe I, you know, wanted more and they were always pretty clear that they didn't. Mm. So maybe I have, now that I know that, yeah, that there's got to be someone that's more into it than you, then maybe I have.
In saying that, it's not just that you want more than the other person, right? It's also wanting to define the relationship in some capacity. When you got into these situations, did you feel like you went into them with a, oh, we'll see what happens attitude? Or was it very much like, I don't want something serious?
It was, I don't want something serious, but we'll see what happens. Or like, I kind of knew, it was like, I know I'm not feeling anything, but maybe it'll develop. We'll just see how we go.
Yeah.
But then I've pretty, like, it was kind of like lying to myself of going like waiting for something to develop but knowing that it wasn't going to and then just going along with it because it was better than being nothing. Alone.
Yeah. No, I get that. I totally get that. Oftentimes my friends that I know who've been in situations like that, it is almost like the compromise that you make of putting your feelings and needs first just for the sake of having somebody around.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. And I also think dating apps have just really magnified or maybe just increased the number of situationships floating around because.
Oh, for sure.
Like every man and his dog is just out there. It's like the Goldilocks situation. Everyone's just like sleeping in every bed to find like,
oh God, which, what fits best.
Yeah.
100%.
Which one's comfier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I 100% agree that that's been born out of dating apps. So do both parties know they're in situationships?
I think when you start off something casual, I would say yes. This is where I feel like it's a bit of a catch-22 because I feel like when I'm dating, I don't go into things saying like what I'm necessarily looking for. I don't say, oh, I'm looking for a relationship, or I don't say I'm not looking for a relationship. It's kind of just like trying to find if there's even a connection there
yeah.
in some capacity. and then exploring where it goes from there. So if you find that you are attracted to somebody on a deeper level and it's not just physical, it's kind of like that chicken and egg scenario, like what comes first? Are you meant to just go into every single conversation with a new person, like, hey, what are you looking for? Because I feel like that's such a like buzzkill. I don't want to have that conversation straight off the bat because I know how I feel when somebody asks me that straight off the bat, because I'm just like, oh, you're like too full on.
Yeah, it feels like they have an agenda.
Yeah.
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 Which is unsettling.
Exactly. So it's like you kind of want to explore naturally like where something goes, but then it also feels like a bit of a waste of time if you're investing heavily in someone who clearly just doesn't want the same thing as you.
100%. 100%.
So yeah, I don't know. I think I've only been in one situationship, if I'm being honest.
And were you the person that wanted more or the person that was just going along with it?
No, I ended up being the person that wanted more.
Oh, we've all been there, Rav, don't worry.
Which was really fucking annoying. But
she says like, to regretted teeth.
Because it's like I feel like I'm pretty in tune with my feelings. Mm. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily in tune with what I want all the time, but I'm pretty in tune with my feelings and
emotionally intelligent, right? Like, yeah, which is the
I hope so.
You are, like, and that's to me like fucking most important thing in this day and age, right?
Yeah, like, I think so, 100%. Like, you need it for your job, you need it for like your, you know, friendships,
100%.
Any relationship really. So I feel like I've been quite in tune with that. So for me, when I ended up in a situation like that, I was pretty annoyed at myself because I feel like this was one of those situations where there was like a clear conversation at the start of it where it wasn't meant to be anything serious. But when you get involved with someone physically, especially as a girl, and our girl Gladys probably got sucked into this as well, like you just, I don't know, you just kind of like your hormones do weird shit.
For sure. Your body actually releases a chemical.
Is it oxytocin?
I don't know if it's oxytocin, but like when you're like sexually active with somebody, like you're connected to that person like chemically, right?
Yeah, and it's like, why do we get the shit end of the stick? Doesn't that happen to guys?
I don't think so, which is just like biologically
so like
far.
Why are we just destined to be these people that just get attached to anyone that's intimate with us?
I know.
And guys can just go be intimate with 50 people and feel nothing.
I know,
it's bizarre.
It's biology and physiology really just goes against us sometimes, I feel. We really just get the rough end of every stick.
Absolutely. No, agreed. So talk to me about how did you handle the situations that you ended up being in where you felt like you weren't the person that wanted more? Was there a conversation that brought it to light for you? Or
I like I said, I do go in it with the best intentions, right? Like I don't, you know, like wasting people's time and all my time. And like I mean, at this point in my life was looking for love, so I was kind of, you know, up for anything and willing to give, you know, they didn't really have a criteria that I was like going off. I just sort of said yes to different people and it's just, you know, wanted to find out where it took me.
Mm-hmm.
But that did like lead me to kind of getting myself in a, you know, situation with someone that I knew pretty early on that I wasn't going to develop feelings.
Yeah.
And they did.
Wait, can I ask you a question there? What was it about that person that you didn't see a future there?
It just felt contrived. So we talked about an agenda, people having an agenda before. It felt like this person had an agenda and wanted to like pull someone in to fit the mold that he'd, do you know what I mean? Mm. Like I feel like he didn't actually know me or love me, but loved the idea of me or the idea of finding his quote wife. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like it just felt like he could have pulled anyone in as long as they fit the bill of what he imagined he was gonna like. I just felt like you don't even know me.
What was he, give me an example of something that he would say.
Oh, like he would say things. Oh, I really hope, I mean I doubt he's listening, but he would say things like, you know, you're my person, and try to rattle off like, you know, idiosyncrasies of mine that just weren't really correct. Like he didn't know me well enough to be able to be like, oh, I love how you do this funny thing with, you know, you crinkle your nose when you laugh, and it's like, I don't crinkle my nose when I laugh. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just flat out stuff.
What's he gonna do when you get Botox and that stops happening?
Exactly. Exactly. So just stuff like that. And this is so cringy, but just told me he loved me, I think, on after the second sort of time we were together.
Oh,
and
God. That's like love bombing. Falling too hard too quick to me, and I feel like we've experienced that mm-hmm. with people through friends and then probably also ourselves, where if somebody is just laying it all on the out on the table or laying it on real thick, real quick, you're probably not the only person that they're doing that with. And to your point, they're probably just trying to fill a void of some sort.
It just didn't feel genuine. And so, like, I, because of that, my feelings couldn't develop. It seems like quite cliche now when people say, like, I feel seen or whatever. But, like, I didn't feel seen by this person. I just felt like I was, you know, some sort of trophy.
Right.
Rather than him loving me for me, if that makes sense.
How long did this go on for?
I feel like it only went on for 3 or 4 months, which is pretty good for me because sometimes I let those things go out longer because I'm like, I hate confrontation. I hate hurting people, right? Yeah. So for me, I just like would rather go along with it, which is so bad. Like, I mean, need to get healthier habits, obviously.
Well, hopefully you don't need to be in another situation. Yes,
hopefully. Exactly. So I think it was the 4 month mark that I started to say things. Things like when he would say things to me like, oh, you're my person, and I would start to say, oh, but do you actually,
you questioned it,
just started to be like, do you even know what my middle name is? Like, I would ask him this. I'm like, do you know what my dad used to do for a job? Like, he'd get some right and get some wrong, and I'd be like, see, these are things that you should know about a person before you
absolutely
tell them you love them.
Yeah.
And I just sort of started calling it out. And then just with that, I just said, look, I think we're on different pages, and maybe this all came together too soon, and maybe we just need to go our separate ways, and if it's meant to be, you know, that whole cliche thing. But
did you guys ever like,
No.
I don't know. I mean, I could be a little bit biased in saying this, but I feel like it's almost impossible these days to not end up in a situation like that. It's either one way or the other.
So you think there's always someone that's like wants more or settling and the other person's reaching kind of thing?
I feel like that's just dating in general, right? Because this is why people call dating like a numbers game. There's always going to be someone who wants more until you're both at that same point of wanting the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere.
That's fair. That's
so
fair.
I think the only difference is you can either have a fleeting encounter with someone where you do like dinner, drinks, or like a one-off hookup, or you end up in these situations where you just like keep seeing each other, and it's just this cycle where it can go on for ages. There are people who I know who literally have been in something like this, I would say, for well over a year. And it's like you're literally blocking yourself off to other people. Yeah. This is what I think a lot of people don't understand. Like, I know you touched on this before about how it's just something rather than nothing. But when you are just in something for that long, I mean, I can put my hand on my heart and say that when I was in this situation, I definitely felt like anybody else who was pursuing me, I wasn't really giving them a chance.
Off too.
Yeah, because I just kept comparing them to this other person.
Yeah.
Also, I guess you kind of just still sometimes will have that hope of like maybe if you give it enough time, it might like work itself out or whatever. But I think there's power in like if somebody wanted to be with you, you would just know. So stop digging your own grave. If you're seriously wanting to make a connection with someone, I do think if you're getting the vibes that they're not on the same page as you, do yourself a favor and start distancing yourself, because every other person that you're not giving a chance then is like an opportunity missed.
I 100% agree with you. So talking about some of the cons, there's someone always catches feelings, like someone's always off balance, like which we know, conflicting levels of intimacy for you, as well as some just general safety concerns around like sexual health, right?
Yeah, because you technically don't know who else they're doing that with. And this is kind of ties into the conflicting levels of intimacy for you as well, because what I mean by that is you're so intimate with this person on a physical level, but you can't just pick up the phone and tell them something about your life. To give you an example, like I just got a new job, right? That's not something that I would pick up the phone and tell this person about.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like it's personal, and I want them to know that about my life. But in the same sense, I'm so conscious of reaching out for no reason.
Yeah.
And that to me feels like a no reason.
Isn't it so funny that we like in this, you know, day and age will happily have sex with, like, you know, this person on the first night and be so intimate sexually with them, but then, like, sharing, you know, news like, oh, I got my job, or I got a new job, or, you know, this happened today. It's like, it's too far. It's too much.
Yeah. It's wild, because it just, I don't understand where that comes from. Like, that would be actually a really cool thing to do a deep dive into one day. Like, where do these levels of intimacy and, like, the boundaries that we draw around emotional intimacy, because that's what that is. Like, where do they come from? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Because, yeah, I feel like you want to share things with these people because of how physically intimate you get with them. But then there's, like, this voice in the back of your head that's constantly like, no, 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 like,
too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Don't tell them that. They might think you've got the feels. You know what I mean?
So bloody confusing. So what are some pros then? Are there any?
Yeah, look, I 100%. I feel like for me, it was definitely learning about what I do and don't like, not just in a physical sense, but just in a partner, because naturally when you're spending time with this person, it draws light to things that you want, like, in a partner in general. But also, like, for me, I feel like physically as well, I can't say, like, my marriage was all that sexually fulfilling. So it's good to just know what you're into, like, moving forward when you've got a chance to explore different people and different things. I know for me, culturally, that's a huge thing, because in our culture, like, it's pretty frowned upon to be in any sort of casual hookup culture type relationship.
Yeah.
So it makes me really sort of feel for people who've only ever been with each other, which happens a lot in our culture. For me, I feel like that's the biggest takeaway. What about for you?
I do agree with the you learn about yourself. Because you learn what you want. So it's sad that you have to sort of experience what you don't want to see what you do want.
Yeah.
But that's what I would definitely have I've taken out of it each time.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone listening who might be thinking they're in a situationship, what are some of the signs?
Look, there are so many, but I tried to pull out the top five or six that I feel like people may not potentially see as a red flag if they're not looking for a situationship, right? If they want something more serious and you're in a situation where the relationship doesn't really feel like it's leading anywhere and there's no real growth, it's quite stagnant. And it almost feels like for one of you or both of you even, that the relationship is pretty compartmentalized. Yeah. I feel like that is a pretty big indicator that it doesn't have any real legs and it's probably not going to go anywhere. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds quite like a sad existence, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not nice, but I guess, again, like, this just goes back to if you're what you're looking for is misaligned. If you both want the same thing, then that's great. That's actually a good sign. Yeah, then, if that's what's happening.
If relationships are something that you kind of want just as, like, a percentage of your life, but not, like, doesn't impact or make a huge impact to your life, then that's great. But you have to both be on that same page.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other thing I would say is short term or last minute plans. Probably more last minute plans. Short term is kind of a given when it's like a situationship. But if it's last minute plans, and obviously in lockdown, this probably wasn't as big of an indicator to some people because there was nothing else to do. But yeah, if someone's making last minute plans with you, you're probably not too high up on their priority list. That's a big one. Inconsistent communication. This one grinds my gears. Like, this is for anyone in my life, let alone somebody who I want to potentially, like, see a future with. So if I'm seeing someone and they're super hot and cold, or I hear from them like every day and then I don't hear from them for like a fucking week, you know, without any proper excuse, that's just inexcusable in my books. And again, you're not high on their priority list.
Yeah.
Probably also ties into this a little bit, which is being super vague and having excuses for not having time for you. So if you're asking to hang out and it's just like, I know I'm busy, not really elaborating on what they're busy with, or having no real follow-up as to, hey, I'm busy, but, like, what about this day?
Yeah, that's the worst, that when people just be like, oh, sorry, I'm busy. It's like, and?
That to me
is one of my biggest pet peeves. I could be really, really into someone, and if they do that to me, they will crumble. Drop themselves off. Yeah. So I really struggle with bringing people back from the dead if they've done that to me.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I get it. Like, I really book myself out with shit socially when we're not in lockdown. So if I don't have time for someone, I'm meant to be going on a date tomorrow night.
I didn't know this. Wow.
And I actually had to reschedule with this guy I was meant to go on a date with him last Thursday, but I, again, like, coming out of lockdown, don't know how to organize my social life. So I double booked myself. And I was like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it because I'm respectful that people need to get bookings at the moment. So as soon as I realized, I let him know and I was like, but can we do this day instead?
Yeah, exactly.
Just so I wasn't like flogging him off, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think no mention of another time or day that works for them is a pretty big sign. And look, if you find yourself being pretty anxious about the state of the relationship, or even if you're quite anxious just reaching out to the person with what you're going to say, I feel like that isn't a good place to be. And that's probably a sign that you're not on the same page.
Agreed. Very sage advice, Rav.
Says a single one. But yeah. but what about you? Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you've pretty much nailed it. I mean, the inconsistent communication probably was the biggest one for me. Like, I feel
if you're going to knock something, you've got to kind of do a counter offer so that people know that you're interested.
Whereas, like, with me, I feel like the biggest indicator that I wasn't interested in someone was, like, they would be sending me these really kind of intense text messages, and then I would just be like, thanks, or, you know.
I love you. Thanks. Yeah,
thanks. Thanks for sharing.
That's so funny.
So, yeah.
Look, I know I spun this in a way of this is what you should look out for someone who might be potentially looking for a little bit more than the other person. But this also applies to anyone who is listening and they're like, oh, shit, I'm doing these things. You know, if you haven't had that honest conversation with the person that you're currently in this situation with, and you might be getting like the slightest inkling that they might be a little bit more invested than you, this is your sign to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Because it's not nice if you get strung along. So stop stringing that poor soul along.
100%.
I guess to wrap it up, for anyone who is now sitting there thinking, oh, fuck, like I'm in this situationship, how do you think is the best way to get yourself out of it?
I think just have a frank and fearless conversation with them. I think, you know, we're coming towards the end of the year.
Are you
hot girl summer?
That's right. We ain't got time for, you know,
for fuck boys and situationship.
Custies or whatever you called them before. We haven't got time. Like, you know, are we bringing them to Christmas or are we not? You know, like, I think that's the question you've got to ask yourself. What's happening here? You know, are we going to be hanging out on New Year's Eve? Are we not? Because I'm out of here if that's not happening.
Oh, my God, that just reminded me. Do you remember growing up, there was always this whole thing about if you don't kiss someone on New Year's Eve, that's how you're going to spend the rest of your year.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
I'm sure I did when I was a teenager. Last year, for example, my sisters will love this if they're listening. We were having an argument. It was the first New Year's Eve we spent together in a while, and we were classic triplets, like fighting. Our boyfriends, bless them, were trying to like get us to make up before like the, you know, their thingy went off. And I was like, yeah, like, let's not like go into the new year fighting, like, you know, it's just gonna, you know. So I definitely kind of feel like that, but I don't really think it's genuinely, you know, superstitious or anything like that. You?
No, because I mean, I definitely made out with someone the year that I got divorced, and my year didn't stay that way. So yeah, like going into 2019 was when my ex and I separated. We definitely had a kiss, like New Year's, that going into 2019. Fucking hell, like it was over halfway through the year. Oh, so dear. I was just like, that doesn't mean shit. But it's nice, it's cute, I guess, if you've got it. If you've got it, great. If not, fuck, I'd like kiss my friends, just like girlfriends.
Yeah.
Not like make out, but you know, like a little, hey, love you.
Yeah.
So anything, I just think you need to be around the people that you love.
Agreed.
So before we wrap up the year that was, Let's play a quick fire round of Never Have I Ever. We've got our drinks ready to go.
We do.
So we are, no one can see us, so we're going to have to like vocalize when one person's drinking. How does it work? Do you drink if you've done it or if you haven't done it?
So you drink if you've done it, I think. That's okay. How it works. God, sorry guys, it's been a while between
Yeah, we're old.
Yeah. We don't know how to like, we've been in lockdown most of the year. We don't know how to like socialize or have fun anymore.
Exactly. Okay. So do you want to go first, Ella?
Never have I ever been addicted to a substance that isn't caffeine.
We're both drinking.
Are you going first?
Oh, I've been addicted to Macca's. I don't know what you guys were thinking at home, but when I was at uni, I was so addicted to Macca's and I got so fat.
Was it like Super Size Me vibes?
No, like just – I just wanted the taste of like a cheeseburger. Ooh. And fun fact, so when I say cheeseburger, it was actually a quarter pounder.
Specifically a quarter pounder.
So the ingredients of a cheeseburger, but yes, bigger. Mm. And I don't eat them anymore because I'm so triggered.
By that.
Like I just feel like if I ever eat a quarter pounder again, I'm going to spiral into that addiction of Macca's. So I'm like fucking what? Almost 10 years sober from Macca's quarter pounders.
I love that. So if you get Macca's, do we just not get that burger anymore?
Yeah, I usually either just get a normal cheeseburger.
Okay.
Or I'm like a fiend for a McChicken burger.
Yeah, I love that.
Especially the spicy ones at the moment.
That's me all day. Yeah.
What about you? What's yours?
I have a really addictive personality. So I tend to get like addicted to things that I might use a couple of times and then it becomes an addiction. So like I've been addicted to eye drops.
I was not expecting that. So in your actual eye?
Yeah, so I like have to put it in all the time and I feel like there's like squiggly lines in my eyes like that.
So
I need
for
to
you
clear
it's like
out.
It's like a habit.
It becomes like I literally have an addictive personality. And so this it's like there's actually a few things. So it's not just eye drops, it's nasal spray.
Wait, are you still there?
Like kicked the eye drop thing. Like I've gone without it for, I think, through lockdown. It was kind of like my test. Nasal spray, holy. I'm still addicted to. So I have to have it, like, you know, the packet says do not spray more than like twice in 24 hours or something, right? I do around, like, and you're supposed to only have it when you have a cold. I use nasal spray like 16 times a day.
Ella, yeah. I had no idea about this. Yeah. How have I been around you so much and never seen you pump nasal spray into your nose?
Like, I've done it when we've been out at dinner and stuff.
What the fuck? Like, in front of me?
Yeah, I put my hand over my, like, nose. Yeah.
I can't believe I'm so not observant.
I'm like, everyone must think I'm the biggest junkie.
Just doing little bumps under your napkin.
But, like, my colleague Claudia at my old job, she used to, like, steal it from my desk. She's like, you're not having this today. Like,
Jesus.
Cause it's a bit like when you have an addiction to something, like, you know,
it's like a dopamine hit.
Yeah. And I think that the reason that I was spraying it all the time, by the way, was cause my nose kept getting blocked. So it was like a vicious cycle. It's like when you use poor ointment too much, right? Like, and then your lips actually get chapped. And so it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. The same with the eye drops. Like I was using so much of it that my eyes were drying out. So I was using more of it, you know?
I guess it's like what's the word? Like they become desensitized to the actual effects of what that.
Yeah. And then you're overdoing it, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my lame addiction to eye drops and nasal
spray.
That
was going down such a windy path when you started that. You were like, I was addicted to eye drops. I'm glad you didn't say something else. Yeah. But anyway, so never have I ever been to a swingers party.
Have not.
Yeah, same.
No drinking happening here. Yeah.
We're boring.
We did talk about.
We should do it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I just want to
observe. For the podcast? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, should we? Oh, my God, guys. Tell us, do you want us to go to a swingers party and report back?
Happy to wear a body cam.
I feel like that's illegal. But I'm happy to just go and not get drunk so I can remember absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Down.
We'll do anything for the podcast, guys.
For the content, we're here for it.
I don't feel like we've had to do this. We can, I'll ask it, then we can skip it if you don't like it. Lied to get someone to sleep with me. We don't have to do that.
Nah.
Girls don't have to lie.
Yeah. But good question.
Yeah.
Like, so I think we put that in play, but mm-hmm. no, I won't be drinking to that. Because, like, no, I've not, like, why? I don't get that.
Yeah. I guess how not would to that generalize. Even... Not to generalize, but, like, I guess guys do, right? They might appear to be more.
Or, like, oh, actually, a good example of that could be if someone's like, I'm single, and they're not.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Exactly.
Okay.
Have yeah. I done that?
Nah.
No, I haven't done that.
Not to, like, get someone to sleep with you, no.
No. Next one?
Never have I ever swallowed. So we both drank and we will not be elaborating on this question right. further.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Quite apropos, never have I ever had a friend with benefits.
Wouldn't that just be a situationship?
Well, it kind of, I feel like that, but also I just never use that term. I've never used, you know, like people have been like, oh, we're friends with benefits. I've never used that because like I said, I don't think it actually is the same as a situationship because somebody always has stronger feelings, right?
Okay, no, I have had a friends with benefits because I feel like we were very much on the same page.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
there was no blurry lines.
Got to be on the same page to yeah. have a friends with benefits, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, my God. So you didn't drink to that one?
No.
Interesting.
It's always been some, like either I've been more into it or they have.
Okay. Can I just quick last comment on that? I have to say, though, like as much as the situationship that I was talking about was a bit of a mindfuck,
mm.
I would much prefer that over the friends with benefits situation because I feel like the friends with benefits thing for me was just so unfulfilling.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're not getting that excitement, that like chemistry,
yeah.
that spark just isn't there because it's your friend.
I agree.
You know 100%. What I mean?
All the good things, like I don't have good sex with friends.
Yeah.
Like let's put it that way. I'm not yeah. having good sex with friends. So I just – it's kind of almost this unspoken rule of mine that I'm never doing the friends with benefits thing because I'd rather like – all or nothing, if you yeah. know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've done it once, never again for yeah. that reason because it's yeah. just – it's a weird mix.
100% yeah. agree.
All right, last one. Never have I ever dated or hooked up with someone more than 20 years older than me. Ella is taking a sip. Dated or hooked up or both?
Dated. Like it wasn't a long-term thing, but – this person wanted something a little bit more than I was willing to give at the time. So, and I also recall him lying a bit about his age, said he was younger. And then I found out he was older and I was like, and because it was the 20-year age gap that freaked me out.
Did it freak you out without knowing it or just afterwards? It freaked you out.
I think if he'd been honest with me at the beginning, I wouldn't have minded too much. Like, because people that know me that might be listening know that I've always dated older guys, like substantially older. So like, you know, almost married someone who was like 16 years older than me. And so, you know, that's, you know, there's always been substantially older than me. But yeah, I think it was just the fact that he wasn't honest with me at the outset about it. And then I just got into my head about it, 20 years being huge, and I felt like people would think I'm some sort of gold digger or something. And I obviously didn't have feelings for this person, they didn't develop. So I was like, let's just, you know, kick it.
So, how would you compare dating someone who is within your age range compared to dating someone who's significantly older? Do you feel like the relationship dynamics were really different?
You know what? They're really not. Like, society does get in their head, like, having just said what I said, society does get in their head about like age difference, but. When after a certain age, you're all like pretty much on the same. Do you know what I mean? There's like a huge disparity between how you are in your like, you know, 30s, how you are in your 50s or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Besides obviously baggage yeah. and kids and stuff, you're all pretty much on the same page.
Dating someone who is 38 when you're 18 is a lot different to yes. dating someone who's 45 when you're 25 or dating someone who is, I don't know, like 50 when you're 30.
Yeah.
Because you are so much more established in your life as a 30-year-old versus someone who's 18.
100%.
So you've had different experiences and stuff, I think.
100%.
Yeah, agreed. Well, That was fun.
It was.
I'm almost at the end. I can't believe we're going to say bye for like the rest of 2021. It feels so weird. Why don't we wrap up what our highlights and lowlights were for 2021? What do you reckon?
For sure. I mean, I think it's no surprise to anyone listening that COVID just really fucking sunk its claws in this year. I love that, like, you know, New Year's Eve of 2020, we were all like, yes, to 2021. It's going to be a new year. It's going to be our year. And it was like worse than last
year. Dog shit. Yeah, it is.
So, look, it's no surprise that the low light would have been COVID. Being locked away.
Locked out of, you know, seeing friends, seeing family.
Not being able to share in some really special moments with family and stuff like that. But highlight is that we all did the right thing here, or most of us have, and we are, you know, fortunate enough to be able to have access to a free vaccine, a life-saving vaccine that means that we can resume travel again. And I'm going to see my family at Christmas time, as you are. And I'm going to try and go to the UK and see Toby's family at Christmas time. And that is amazing. And I honestly didn't see that happening this year. I thought 2021 was going to be a complete write-off. Mm-hmm. So that has to be my highlight for the year. What about you, Rav?
I guess going back to your low light, it's the same, just 2021 being a shitstorm when we weren't expecting that.
Mm.
We thought it was going to be better than the last year, and it definitely was not. Mm. So I feel like, yeah, that was a big low light for me as well. And just honestly, I feel bad for anyone who's listening who has family overseas and they hear me whinging about this, but I just feel like when you're in the same country as your family,
yeah,
it almost hits harder because it's like,
yeah,
it's insane that they're that close and I just can't see them.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, so that has been quite shit as like an addition to the 2021 piece.
Yeah.
But I think the highlight, same as you, Ella, it's just, you know, I've just gotten a new job. So I'm really excited about that, which is going to have a lot more travel, which, you know, I love.
I love that.
I loved that with my old role that I sort of left earlier on this year before lockdown happened. And yeah, I get to go and travel internationally again, which I'm super excited about now that we actually can.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just honestly, the podcast has been a big one for me because I've been on my own for so much of 2021. And this has just been a real sort of lifesaver for me in terms of like a creative outlet and stuff. Yeah. So thank you, everyone who's listened and supported us so far. And thank you, Ella. I know that you've got a crazy work schedule and you still managed to find time to do this. So I'm super appreciative of you and everything that you've done this year for me and the potty as well.
All right. I'm going to get emotional. No, I mean, everyone, you've got to know that Rav really does the bulk of the work here. She carries this podcast and I'm eternally grateful. She's absolutely amazing at what she does. And we can't thank you guys enough for listening through the last few months. Like we said, we've been blown away by the support that we've received from all of you and the fact that you, you know, tune in every week.
2 weeks now.
We're 2 weeks now. Thanks for understanding, guys. is amazing. And we're just so grateful. But thank you for listening and thank you for everything this year. And I hope that you're all going to be with friends and family this Christmas. And we can't wait to chat to you all again next year.
Yay. We'll see you in 2022.
Whoop, whoop. Bye.
Bye, guys. Let's go, we do it like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it. Like we do it like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it. Like we do it like we do it.
You do yours then.
No, you go first. I'm ready though.
This is eating ass.
Ass and titties. Ass and titties.
Oh, God.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.